This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Ready, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. This is from April in Paramus. April writes, I hit my husband's phone and I went walking in the neighborhood. I wanted to see how he'd react. He pulled up on me and accused me of trying to check his calls and texts. Why was he so mad? Is it a sign that he's hiding something from me?
No, he pulled up on you.
Pull up
on me.
Yeah.
Hey, what you trying to do? What's up? Mm-hmm. But you know, ma'am, ladies, y'all, you don't have to play them games. But you know, but you gonna hide the man's phone while you go for a walk.
Yeah.
Now, don't nobody want to be that long without their phone. That ain't no sign or nothing. That's a sign that you didn't hear this man's phone. Suppose somebody took your phone and hid it while they went for a walk. Come on, man.
Yeah. It's too much.
I got to have my phone on me, man, because I got to stay in touch.
Yeah.
It's too much. Plus, my wife lay her phone down all over the house, just walk away from it. The kids already know. Let me call daddy because he gonna have his phone in his pocket. Dad, is mom there? Yeah, she here. She ain't answering her phone. Y'all already know. She just lay it down, walk off.
Yeah, she wants to know why was he so mad, and you answered that for sure, CLO. All right, moving on to Leon in Burbank. Leon writes, my wife and I can argue and scream at each other, and an hour later, she's calling me baby and acting normal. I'm usually still mad about whatever caused the argument, but she's not. Why does my wife pick fights with me over nonsense?
Bro, listen to me. If an hour later she over it, go enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm. But he's still mad.
For? Mm-hmm. No, bro, you the man.
Let it go.
Yeah, how you still mad?
Mm-hmm.
The fire in the house has been put out. How it got put out, don't worry about that. Just go back in your house and enjoy your peace. Now, you want to stay mad? I don't understand. I'm not finna out mad my wife. That's not what I'm finna do. No, if we have an argument and then she come to me and let it go, you best to know we finna let this go.
Yeah, because it could go really badly, right? She could give you the silent treatment.
Bruh, man, take this moment and enjoy yourself.
Cut you off.
What you tripping for?
Mm-hmm.
A win is a win, CLO.
Yeah.
Man,
bro,
there's no way.
Let it go.
I'm just not going to stay mad.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good advice.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to Robin in Milwaukee. Robin writes, I've practically begged my husband for sex the last 5 times we've had it. He said it's him and not me. If his sex drive has decreased, I get it, but I've heard him in the shower and everything seems fine with him. So why doesn't he want sex?
He's doing it in the shower.
She answered her own question. What's wrong, Steve?
There's so many angles this could be coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like?
He's telling you it's him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you.
Not, mm-hmm. Right.
But you think he in the shower doing something alone?
Yeah, she says she's heard him there and everything seems fine.
Well, then.
It's her.
Something he's doing alone is better than when y'all together.
Wow.
Or.
Wow.
Or. Here's another option.
Yeah.
He's found a better way to accomplish something. And it's just, but he's telling you it's not you. It could be him, because depending on how long you've been married, you know, you can lose attraction for a person.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I heard a guy say one time, and this is going to be horrible, lady, so I just want to tell
say
you.
It.
A guy said one time, he said, hey, man, you love your wife, right? And the other guy said, yeah. He said, so what's your favorite meat? And the guy said, steak. He said, cool. You love steak? He said, yes, I do. He said, you don't want no more fish and chicken?
I know. He did not use meat to describe.
And I had to sit back and go,
That's pretty good there. That's a good one.
That ain't good. That ain't no good.
That's horrible. You're right.
I told y'all before I said it. Y'all gonna hate this.
You prefaced it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't say it was good, but y'all, he said, you don't want no more fish or chicken. God,
what a dilemma. What a dilemma. So that's what you're saying that's happening here could possibly?
No, I was just using that as an analogy because I thought it was very cute.
Oh, you did?
I was calling to make it cute because she got off the Zoom.
You thought that was cute?
Yeah, I thought it was very funny.
I was really not doing it.
No.
You better be careful, though. He's going to fall in that shower sooner or later.
He could hold on, right? All right. You done with that one, CLO? We're moving on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Last one. Last one. That's it. That's all. This is from Kenneth in Grand Prairie. Kenneth writes, my girlfriend invited me to a wedding in Hawaii, and I don't want to spend the money on the 2 airline tickets. That's the only reason she invited me. Can I be honest with her? Can I be honest and tell her I don't want to spend the money? Or should I lie to her? Interesting.
Well, just say you don't want to spend the money, man.
Tell the truth?
And that, well, because this is easy. Because it's going to open up the conversation you need to have. He feels as though the only reason she invited him to this wedding in Hawaii is so he could pay for these tickets.
The airline tickets, yeah.
Now, all he got to do is say, hey, I ain't really that cool with them people, and I don't want to go in the hole trying to go over here and see these 2 people get married. I don't really know them like that. They ain't even invite me. They invited you and gave you the plus one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to go over there and spend that kind of money. I don't really know these people. And then she'll go, so you don't want to go with me? No, I don't want to go with you all the way to Hawaii to go to day wed, which I think that's why you want me to go, so I can pay for these tickets. Oh, Lord have mercy.
But Steve, that's the truth.
What?
That's the truth.
Shirley, I didn't say don't ever tell the truth.
What? You did it?
When the truth benefits you.
What?
Oh, you don't need a... Never waste a good lie. I mean, why would he say, I got to work that week, and then he's done? Just waste a lie.
Where's the logic in that, huh?
Save your lies.
Yeah, for when you really, truly need them. All right. Thank you, CLO, I guess.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.